Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
We'll get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report right now, bringing in Pete Huff for Best Dam Bait and Guide Service in Beaver Dam. Before we talk about the action on the water, there was a great celebration on Wednesday night, Pete, celebrating a summer of fishing, wasn't there?
Yeah, we this week here we had our Walleye Wednesday banquet and awards and fundraiser. The top three teams took home trophies and got paid for the season. We use our membership fees to go towards the season-ending championship of teams, and it was a nice payout. We had a good turnout. We had a nice meal, and we raised $1,125 for walleye stocking.
Awesome. Which, how important is that walleye stocking and making sure Beaver Dam Lake or lakes across the region are fully stocked? Can I talk about the importance of doing that, kind of giving back?
Yeah. Besides the DNR, they give us some fish here every couple of years. We hope they're able to still do that. But outside of that, the Lake District, they're another group around the lake. They'll be stocking, 24,000 bluegill, roughly, $12,000. And the Beaver Dam Lake Improvement Association will be stocking perch, bluegill, and walleyes. I don't have the exact numbers. We have to put bids in for that, but that'll all be a part of the fall stocking here.
You mentioned 24,000 bluegills get stocked. How big are the when they get put in a body of water? How big are the animals?
With bluegill, it's probably about that 3-4 inch range. With perch, we're hoping to get some almost cleanable size. Like, we're hoping for like 8+ inches if possible, and then what we're also going to put in a good size walleye too, so they're off to a good start. The bigger the fish you put in, the better chance of them obviously to make it, and we're hoping for like 10+ inch walleyes when we put them in.
Yeah, so how fast do fish grow, like when you stock them, like say if they're the smaller ones, how fast do they grow?
In Beaver Dam, they actually grow very fast. We have a very fertile lake, like Puckway, Caution on your shallow, big lakes like that, very fertile, and them fish will grow fast. So a fish that we put in at 10 inches, I would guess, is already going to be about 15 inches the following fall. They'll spurt up real fast like that, and then they'll put on about an inch and a half.
That's amazing.
A year after that.
How many hundreds of thousands of fish are in Beaver Dam Lake, right?
Yes, there's many fish in there.
Hey, so lots of fish in there, and people probably don't think about that there's that many fish in lakes when they're out there fishing. I mean, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you can go out there and be not catching fish, yet there is thousands of fish around you just because they may be full or they're not in the mood to bite at that given time. Yeah, so you never know exactly how many fish are in a lake.
Well, Pete, I hope you were catching fish here. Can you give us an update on what you've been hearing about what's going on across, waters across Wisconsin?
Yeah, I've been still fishing the Madison chain, mainly fishing suspended bluegill. I did have a couple days. I was on Green Lake and did real well also. I was fishing as deep as 50 feet of water, and those fish are about 18 to 22 feet down usually in that water. It's right to the thermocline, and that's where some of the zooplankton and stuff that they're eating are at that depth also.
Awesome. So here in the other lakes that you've been around or just talking to people?
Beaver Dam, I've heard few people caught some fish casting, not a lot, but a few bass, pike, and walleyes. Other than that, it's that time of the year, people are getting out camping, and there's actually not been a lot of fishing locally.
Tell us about Best Dam Bait and Guide Service. If people are looking to get their bait, or else even, I don't know where you're at with guiding right now, because I know you're pretty booked up, but tell us about both of those.
Yeah, I still have a few days left on the calendar here, but if you'd like to get out, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff for Best Dam Bait. In the bait shops at 1132 Madison Street in Beaver Dam, it's open 24/7, so stop on in and good luck when you get out there.
So no matter what time you're going fishing, the bait shop's always open, so there's no excuses, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's always open. I mean, I got third shifters that come in, or second shifters, and they say it's great that they can come whenever they need it.
Pete, I appreciate the time you always give us on the ESPN Outdoors Report.
Thank you, Wade.
Let's head over to the Landing Bait Shop on Little Green Lake and bring in Todd. So, Todd, what's the week been like fishing by you?
You know, fishing's been all right. There hasn't been a whole lot of guys out with that hot weather last week. But they're still catching crappies, and heard a few muskies were caught. and walleyes too. So fishing overall has been pretty good.
Sure. So you said you've seen some people out there and such. Are there certain spots on the lake that you've seen more people at, or has it been pretty spread out?
No. The crappies are in the deeper water, so you have to go out, and a lot of guys are drifting across the middle of the lake for the crappies. The walleyes have still been on the rocks. The rock pile seems to be really good along the one shore where it's all rock there, Lazansky's Point and stuff. That's been pretty good. And then the muskies, I heard of a couple muskies being caught. There's not a lot of muskie fishermen out there this week because it was pretty hot, but there were some guys out. And they had some luck over by the island and then over by the big rock pile also. So obviously they're feeding on the walleyes and bluegills and stuff over there.
Heard any scuttlebutt in other lakes in your neck of the woods?
Big Green's been pretty good. Big Green, they've been catching walleyes, smallmouth bass, some big bluegills. That's probably been the best lake that I've heard of.
All right, tell us about the Landing Bait Shop, where you're located, your hours, and what people will find in your store.
You know, we're on the south side of the lake. You just follow the signs in from 44. We are open 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day, and we have got everything you need from bait to boat rentals to beer.
Awesome. Todd, thanks for the time. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
Let's shift our attention down to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. And Pat, we're just talking where it kind of sounds like Groundhog Day here when it comes to fishing reports here in the dog days of August, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, the fish kind of settle into a summer pattern, I guess you call it, and they just kind of hang out there. So, yeah, the reports for the next few weeks are pretty much going to sound the same.
So, well, how should it sound this week? Tell us what you've been hearing.
Well, we got most of your panfish have moved out to outside weed edges. So, we at least here in Madison, you got a lot of bluegills and perch on weed lines in Lake Mendota. But on Lakes Monona and Wabisa and Kiganza, they're you'll find fish on weed lines, but they're also hanging out over deeper water, just suspended about 15, maybe as much as 20 feet down. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of hanging out in that water that they feel most comfortable in, and you know, just hanging out there. So they'll be there probably till mid-September when the things start to cool down, and they'll move back in shallow. Otherwise, you know, walleye and smallmouth bass, kind of the same deal. Find them on weed lines near breaks, where steep drop-offs and mid-lake humps. Pike are pretty plentiful everywhere.
Yeah, one thing that's always the same, though, is if you are fishing anywhere in the Madison area, you need to stop in at DNS Bait and Tackle. Tell us about your business, where you're located, your hours, and what people will find inside.
Yeah, that's right. We're at 1411 Northport Drive, right at the corner of Northport and Troy Drive. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate. We've got everything anybody need to get out on the water and catch some fish.
All right, Pat, I appreciate the update, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks so much, Wade. Always a pleasure.
Let's head over to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. Dave, so what's it been like on Fox Lake this week?
It's actually improved from the week before. You know, we had that really hot weather. It's still in the 80s and everything, but the water's clearing up in areas of the lake, and the fish have been biting a lot better this week than they were last week.
Now, you know, thunderstorms in the forecast, when you get thunderstorms and maybe some heavy weather with heavy winds and stuff, how does that affect fishing, and how does it affect, I guess, fish's behavior when you get some, like heavy thunderstorms and things like that?
Well, it definitely throws them off. The worst thing is lightning and thunder. You can have the wind and rain, and it doesn't seem to bother them much, but from my experience, you know, you get a big lightning thunderstorm overnight, the next morning, it's very difficult fishing, so it definitely has an effect on them. So, you know, if you're planning a trip or something and there's going to be a storm before, you know, maybe delay it a little bit. But from my experience, I know heavy storms definitely affect them.
Now, have you heard anything else about any other lakes besides Fox Lake?
There's a lot of guys going over to Big Green. There's guys fishing on Emily. Beaver Dam has been really good for catfish. The walleye bite over there is a little slow, and it's basically you must troll to catch them, but they're scratching out a few. It was the same over there last week as it was here, so I haven't really talked to anybody about this week, but I'm sure it's better than it was last week. It was very slow everywhere.
Do you catfish very much?
I don't. I catch a lot of them when I'm over there.
Okay.
You know, you catch them just about doing anything. and they're all over the lake and all, but no, I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. They're good eating, and, you know, they're the right size for smoking and that kind of thing. I just personally don't do it, but I know a lot of people that do, and we sell a lot of bait to people that go over there to do that. So
if you're
it's definitely a viable fishery.
Yeah, if you're trying to catch catfish, what kind of bait do you use?
Well, you can get them on any kind of worms, you know, night crawlers, that kind of thing. And then there's a lot of commercial catfish baits. You know, like stink baits, they call it, or chicken livers, and they're prepackaged, and there's rigs that you use for that. But you'll catch them basically anything you do, even on crankbaits and twister tails and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, they're pretty easy to catch over there, and they're just about everywhere in the lake.
All right, tell us about fishtails in Fox Lake.
Well, we are right downtown Fox Lake, right by the bridge on Highway 33. And we pretty much have anything you would need bait-wise. We rent boats. We have liquor. We have everything here, so stop in.
Dave, I appreciate the time, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, what have you been up to since we last chatted last week?
Well, sitting in the garage right now, rearranging some tent. Problem is I got too much tackle, and my boat weighs 1,000 pounds more than it should just for tackle, so I'm getting rid of some stuff that I don't use anymore.
So are you a hoarder? Is that what you are?
I am. When it comes to fishing lures and rods and reels, I'm a hoarder. I could open my own bait shop in three locations right now just for the stuff that I have. If it's on sale, I'm pretty much buying it. It's kind of a sickness in a way.
Yeah, so you buy stuff that you probably know, as you're putting it in your basket or whatever, I'm never going to use this, but I'm buying it anyway.
Exactly. You know, I like the color, or that looks good, and you try it out, and it doesn't work, and then it goes in a pile, and I got a lot of piles that don't work.
So when you did get out on the water, I guess it's been kind of hit and miss for you this week?
Yeah, big time. You know, one day you'll do absolutely fantastic on local lakes around here, and then 3 days you don't do anything. I mean, it's definitely a real first 2 hours of the morning, last 2 hours at night kind of bite. I'm really having some good success early in the morning or the last hour and a half at night, but like during the day, these fish are just in a negative mood, and it doesn't seem to matter what lake you're on. It's a kind of a tough bite during the day.
Now, if you had a choice and you had to choose between morning fishing and evening fishing, which one would you prefer and why?
Oh, I'm definitely a morning person. I'm up a lot at 5:30 in the morning. I'd rather get up and watch the sunrise and watch the world wake up. It's you know, when you're out in the lake or you're out in the duck blind, you're out in a deer stand, that morning, there's something about getting up in the morning and watching the world come alive is really something. I'm definitely a morning person. I've done probably, you know, as far as duck hunting and fishing, it's definitely in the morning. But as far as like deer hunting and bear hunting and that kind of stuff, it's definitely an evening thing. But yeah, if I had my choice, I'd be up every morning out in the outdoors.
Is the fish activity different, though, like if you go out at night compared to early morning? Is it different? I mean, do you have to do different things to maybe have success?
You know, this time of year, not really. I mean, it's really, you know, early morning or that last hour, it's definitely like a topwater kind of bite. You know, frogs, buzz baits, poppers. And the fish are really active, you know, that first thing in the morning, first thing at night, and they're feeding. And then they just go into this dormant mode. But you really don't do anything different morning versus at night. But the darker it gets at night, for me, it's always you want louder baits. You want something with a big rattle, making a lot of noise, a buzz bait with a clacker, that kind of thing at night versus the morning. It's kind of that real easy, no-noise baits kind of thing.
Sure. So any plans for you? Any big trips planned here before we start getting into fall?
Yeah, a couple trips maybe up north. I'm going to definitely fish Big Green later, you know, in about another 2-3 weeks. Those big bluegills really start cracking on Big Green out in deep water, and that's always a blast. But, yeah, it's fishing's not really winding down. I mean, I got another month and a half of good fishing yet, but, you know, I've been thinking the other day it's time to start getting the duck decoys out. I mean, early teal season, goose season's right around the corner.
Well, I can't wait. We'll be talking about that here probably sooner than later. But if somebody wants to overindulge and get too much tackle in their house or their boat or in their garage, Rick, you have great opportunities. You produce some great baits that will be effective, right?
Absolutely. You can get them right here locally at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Tacklet in Portage, and Dick Smith down in Pewaukee.
And what's the bait they should be looking for?
Right now, topwater bite. I mean, like Pop Max, Pop R, definitely the ploppers. The ploppers are just selling like mad. It seems like I can't paint enough lately. And what that is, it's basically a hard plastic buzz bait. It just goes bloop, 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 bloop as it goes in the water. And fish just love it this time of year.
All right. Yeah, are you still doing any guiding, or is that shut down for the year?
It's pretty much shut down for the year. I got a couple left, but other than that, we're pretty much done.
All right. How can people get in contact with you if they have any questions about your baits or possibly even booking something for next year?
You can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467.
Rick, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade. Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.